Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Well, I could go for a nice Original Joe's lunch right now. And Bruce, you love the one up in Westlake. I'm hungry. How about you?
Yeah, the only good thing about me being in California is that I'm closer to Joe's than you are right now.
Really? I got the Italian Grotto and you got Original Joe's.
No, that's all right. That's a good deal.
That's not bad. Hey, you know, I was saying on the pregame today, a couple of things I want to talk about. One, Pat Hughes was on, and, you know, he puts out a CD each year of Baseball Voices, the Hall of Fame edition. And I don't know if you've seen it this year, and I have one for you if you haven't. I have one for you. John Miller.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And, Bruce, it is so entertaining, and it made me think of where Miller fits in on the pantheon of, you know, the Mount Rushmore of baseball broadcasters. And I just thought I'd get your thoughts on John and where he fits in, because when you listen to this CD, it's really just unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, he follows the action as well as anyone. He does it with flair. He'll do it with humor if necessary. And when, you know, in down times when it's time to tell a story, he's great at that. And his impressions are so funny. I mean, I've been in tears listening to him do Vin Scully or Vin Scully as a Japanese guy, the Japanese Vin Scully. It's just, you know, it's just hilarious. And John, he speaks a little Japanese, so it's very authentic. But I'd put him, you know, he's a top 10 all-time guy for me. I mean, I know enough about guys like Ernie Harwell and Jack Buck. Heard enough of them to revere their work. And, you know, as far as the old-time guys, who knows? But I think, you know, in modern day, he's up there with Vin Scully and Costas and Al Michaels and all the guys who did it so well.
Yeah, I think he does Scully better than Scully does Scully.
Yeah. Yeah, he has to do it now because they don't have Vin.
No, it's true. Yeah, so yeah, it was funny listening to this. And, you know, as Pat has put out, you know, the one on Lon Simmons and Russ Hodges. And we're so lucky to have broadcasters like this and still have them here in the Bay Area. Aren't we fortunate when you look, you think of New York, Chicago, Los Angeles and all that, but I'm not so sure that San Francisco hasn't had the best.
Oh, no, we've got the best right now and have had it for years. I mean, the Yankees have a guy who goes, oh, the Yankees win. I mean, you kidding? It's some horrible homers all over the place. And, I mean, you think about it, you know, John is so fond of radio and the importance of baseball on the radio and what it means to people who hear most of their games on the radio that he absolutely loves doing that. So you've got a treasure right there. Then you turn on the TV, and Piper and Kruker are the best in the business as TV play-by-play and analysts. And then, you know, throw in Dave Fleming, who's a very sought-after guy, and would ESPN would love to have him doing multiple sports all year and be absolutely one of their main guys. But he's basically a baseball guy, and he loves the Giants. And so he's in there, too. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it's very good. Well, this baseballvoices.com is terrific. And I have the Miller one for John for you.
Oh, very good. I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy that. Well, yesterday we had a 0-0 tie. In spring training, and I thought the game was 1-1. There's so many people on base, things were happening. But Joey Bart, great arm behind the plate, showed something yesterday. But here's my point. We've sat together at these games, and you come to these games, you pay money for tickets here, and it's a baseball game, and at the end of nine innings, everyone's looking at each other. Do we have another inning? Do we go? Do we go? I mean, I swear, Bruce, it was like, what do we do now? And I think they should have a rule, and they couldn't do it yesterday because, unfortunately, Luke Farrell got hit by the line drive, and Texas had to exhaust their last pitcher. But I think there should be a rule down here. If you play one extra inning, and I know it's crazy, but put the runner on second base and let's see what happens. So when you leave the joint, you have a decision.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Yeah, when it gets to extra innings, the managers sort of look at each other like, is there somebody you really want to see out here? You want to see another guy pitch? Or should we just hang it up? And the fans don't know what the heck's going on. Yeah, I wouldn't have any problem with that. I couldn't stand that being part of the real game where all of a sudden you have a ghost comes out of the sky and he's on second. How did he get there? You know, how do you account for that statistically? But, yeah, in spring training at that stage, why not? Because, you know, generally speaking, the fans want to stick around, you know. The sun's out, it's daytime, and dinner's a long way off. They'd like to see a little more ball.
Well, no one knew what to do. Even if the fans stood up, they looked at each other. It looked like the seventh inning stretch, and then everyone, and then the umpires left, and people said, well, I guess the game's over. You know? It was funny.
There's no way to end a ball game, Marty. We agree on that. Yeah.
No, it's not for us. We don't roll that way. That's not for us. I want to tell you, Bruce, the Giants pitching, and I know it's early, but so much has happened down here. They have a ton of pitching. They really do, and they rolled out the bullpen yesterday, and no pun intended. But the guy who rolled out the best was Maranta.
Yeah, you know. The bullpen is really deep. When you got Maranta and Will Smith, Watson, it goes on and on. And I know they're probably looking to deal a couple of those guys if they want to strengthen the lineup. But if it doesn't happen, you know, you wind up with definitely one of the best bullpens in the National League. Now you got to have a lead when it gets to bullpen time. But you know, the Giants are going to hang their hat on pitching as they always have. The bullpen looks really good. And I didn't mention Melanson. He looks to be making a comeback. Ray Black, I mean, there's so many guys. And the rotation, I think, has potential to be very good. So this is what I think the fans have to focus on. Stopping the other team, get a few clutch hits, and pull out a few wins.
Yeah, it's health. I tell you, honestly, if these guys are healthy and I'll tell you, I don't know if we mentioned this yesterday, but I said this to a couple of the players, you know, who are 30, 31 years old, Crawford's 32. I said, aren't you challenged? Don't you get sick of people saying you're 30, 31, 32, and you can't win anymore?
No.
And, you know, are those days over? I mean, you know, are they so rich and, you know, they've so settled in their lives that doesn't matter anymore, that incentive isn't there? Because I would think it should motivate them.
Yeah, you know, when Frank Robinson passed, I was just thinking about the intense motivation that he took to the field every single day of his life. And as he got into his 30s, he was even better than ever, which didn't seem even conceivable, you know. But he had more influence on the game. He kept hitting home runs. In the World Series, he was at his best. You know, this is well past his time with the Reds, although he did play in the 61 World Series. But his time with the Orioles, his World Series performances were great. And, you know, the Mays and Aaron, we've seen so many athletes who really are given their best stuff in their early 30s. And if somebody is showing like they're kind of hanging it up, that's one thing. But it's that age, strictly speaking, should not be any kind of a handicap.
No, Frank Robinson said, you think I'm an old 31? Well, watch this.
Yeah, exactly. Watch this rope down the left field line.
Yeah, he was the MVP, a triple crown MVP 1966 for the Orioles. And they Bill DeWitt said, well, he seemed to be an old 31.
That's
true.
Yeah, the A's thought Josh Donaldson was old at 30, and he proved them quite wrong.
Good story. We have a treat for you, Raf. Can we put the professor on with Bruce? Can you do that, Raf? Let's see if he can do that, Professor Ron Wotus. All right, he's working. Well,
you got spring training wiring down there.
While he's doing that, while we're doing that, Derek Rodriguez today, I think he's the number two pitcher on the staff.
You know, he really could be, and I certainly hope they don't baby him and you know, try to limit his innings to five or six if he's out there dealing, which we've seen an awful lot of. You know, he hasn't done a lot of pitching in his life. He came to it late, which is great in terms of wear and tear on the arm, and he's just ready. I mean, he comes from baseball stock. He's been around baseball clubhouses. He just totally gets it. He's a real find. I don't think they expected quite what they've gotten from him, and Samardzija would probably line up to be that guy, and if he's going to be at his very, very best, he could be the number two guy. And then you have the luxury of Pomerantz or Rodriguez, number three. But absolutely, I love Rodriguez, and every time he pitches deep into a game, I'm going to be loving it.
Yeah, you need the surprises. Well, do we have the professor there, Raf? Did that happen? Not yet. All right, Bruce, we're going to let you go. And we're going to get Woe on. I know he's got limited time here. And
well, tell Ron, my wife, Martha, who worked for the Giants as a photographer for many years, Wildes is one of her all-time favorite guys. So we pass along our best from both of us.
Oh, good. It's happy birthday to him today. Very good.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, enjoy the day, and I'll chat with you next week.
Great, Marty. Thanks.
All right, thank you. All right, we'll take a very short break. Come back with the professor, Ron Wildes, right after this.